An Iranian plot to kill a U.S. citizen. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the target is an Iranian-American author and activist, and the plot was directed from Iran.
The government, Iran, has previously targeted dissidents around the world, including the victim, who opposed the regime's violations of human rights.
The Justice Department charging three men in the suspected plot, including one from New York, where they're facing counts of money laundering and murder for hire. FBI Director Christopher Wray says it's the latest attempted threat showing Iran's increasing engagement abroad, including in the U.S. The FBI chief also adding his condemnation to what happened in Memphis, where Tyree Nichols died 3 days after a traffic stop beating that has five fired officers charged with murder.
I have seen the video myself, and I will tell you, I was appalled. I'm struggling to find a stronger word, but I will just tell you, I was appalled.
The Nichols family calling for peaceful protest with that video set to be made public tonight. The U.S. says there's an urgent need for all parties to de-escalate after deadly Israeli raids targeting Palestinian militants in the West Bank, prompting rocket attacks from Gaza, which were followed by Israeli airstrikes.
We're certainly deeply concerned by this escalating cycle of violence in the West Bank, as well as by the rockets that have been apparently launched from Gaza.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. condemns all actions that further escalate tensions. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has a previously scheduled trip to Israel, the West Bank, and Egypt this weekend. North Korea is condemning the decision by the U.S. and others to send tanks to Ukraine to help fight off Russia's invasion. The U.S. has accused North Korea of sending large supplies of artillery shells and other ammunition to Russia. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Day two of testimony at the murder trial of a now former South Carolina attorney.
The first witnesses for the prosecution have been police and other first responders who arrived at Alec Murdaugh's 1,700-acre estate after the prominent South Carolina lawyer called 911 to report the fatal shootings of his wife and son.
Fox's Jonathan Sary. Prosecutors say the murderers were meant to be a distraction from mounting evidence of financial crimes. The defense says there's no evidence Murdaugh was the killer. He could face life in prison if convicted. A Ford recall over faulty cameras.
Ford is recalling 382,000 vehicles over video output failures that could prevent the rear view camera image from being displayed. The company's recall covering certain 2020 to 2023 Explorers, Lincoln Aviators, and 2020 to 2022 Lincoln Corsairs, all equipped with a 360-degree camera. The recall after Ford reports 17 minor crashes related to the issue and more than 2,100 warranty reports. Dealers will update the image processing module software for free.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. A famous rodent in Pennsylvania becomes a Hall of Famer.
Fox's Tony Phil inducted into the Meteorologist Hall of Fame. The center's board of directors says the prognosticating groundhog, well known in meteorological circles throughout the world, has inspired songs, poetry, and cinema with his forecasts. For over 136 years, Phil's predictions have brought thousands of faithful followers to Gobbler's Knob on February 2nd. Phil even claims 100% accuracy. This year's ceremony taking place on the eve of Groundhog Day. It's open to the public with an $8 admission. A reception will follow with punch, groundhog cookies, and the chance to meet Phil himself. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Stocks are higher after another report on cooling inflation ahead of next week's Fed meeting. Right now, the Dow is up 36 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.